at this Facebook, just let us know that it is your birthday today. Something that I can't miss. And yeah, over here we are really blessed to see what God is doing in my life personally and in the lives of the people that I really encounter on a daily basis, as well as the children that I minister to at the project. It was actually on Easter, the Resurrection Sunday, when I preached the message about the resurrection and the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, there was a lady who was practicing witchcraft in that village where my home church is. I believe, Marvi, you know that church where I went to.
Yeah.
There was a lady who was practicing witchcraft. I mean, like, people used to go to her to get medicine and all that. But that very day, I preached the message. Actually, she came, I think it was like a conviction from God for her to come and attend church on Easter. And surprisingly, she gave her life to Jesus Christ and three more brothers in the Lord. Now, they can test that belonging to Jesus Christ. They gave their life to Jesus Christ. Call on them every single day. They told me that they'll be doing good in Christ and having blessings, open doors. I mean, really a blessing to see that happen in life. And a ministry that I serve with is, and a lot has been happening of which I can't comprehend right now, but I believe each one of you has been blessed to also attend the conference that you had in France. I was watching behind the scenes, the pictures that were coming on Facebook. I was real blessed. I was like, though I was there with you guys, but I spiritually, I was with you. But physically, I was here in Uganda.
Yeah.
Enjoy the flow of the Holy Spirit. Oh. Yeah, and it's a great blessing to fellowship with you even the day over here, because I'm that kind of a busy young man, but getting a certain moment to separate it from my business and fellowship with you, I count it a blessing personally.
Oh, bless your heart, man.
That's great. Well, it's amazing, Anna, to hear your voice. You are such a great man in the church and in the body of Christ. You're doing wonderful work out there, and I know God is going to bless you tremendously, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe so, and thank God for everything I do, because if He created the heavens and the earth, then that simply means that there is absolutely nothing that can fail Him to do. I mean, He can do everything, and once we put our trust in Him, once we continue to look to Him, once we keep our eyes focused on Him, as we continue to pray, He promises to answer our prayers, to hear our calls, and give us rest. Yeah, I'm really blessed to hear this. I mean,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, always a blessing.
That's fabulous, Emma.
So the safari's taken off, the safari business is taken off well then?
With the safari, I just resorted to first working with the company that I used to work with. I actually brought up that vision of starting a company, because it's a load startup one over here, I'm still studying, finishing my course in travel tourism and hospitality management at the campus and the college. So by the time I finish, I mean, when I graduate, that's when I would take action from my own perspective to go an extra mile and register the company, and that way I can start operating, doing safaris on with our own tours and travel company. But as of recent, I'm still working and cooperating with the company called Pamoja Tours and Travel until I definitely register our own.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, we certainly had a great time in France, and obviously a lot of people are tired, so I haven't joined, like, for an example, Amy Battles. She's in America, so she definitely will be jet lagged, that's for sure.
I think she arrived back today, didn't she? Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, I think she might have arrived back. And Nancy sends her love. She's babysitting tonight, and Scott had to go to the dentist. But they send their love. And the rest of us are on here. So I think what we'll do, we'll just have a word of prayer, open up a word of prayer, and then just, it's free for anyone that wants to share what's in their heart, testimony, teaching, whatever's God's work in there. So, Marie, would you like to just open up a word of prayer, darling, please?
Yeah, I sure will. So, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we are all here together this evening. We thank you for the day that we have and how your perfect love just casts out all fear. We're excited for just the sharings, the teachings, and for you working through us and in us. We're thankful for Jesus Christ and how we are joint heirs and we are soldiers. We are warriors. And we just thank you for everybody here and who are gathered amongst this Skype fellowship. And we pray that you will just open up our hearts and minds of understanding to your beautiful, sweet word. And we just love you and we love Jesus. And thank you for the mind of Christ that we have and that we can do those works and even greater works. And I just pray for just good, good fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So amen. Someone take it away. What do you want to share?
Okay, I can start.
Go for it, Anna. Go for it.
Just a few words. The meeting in France was great, and it's so nice to see, and such a blessing to see that God take care of every details for everyone, I'm sure, and how we could stay all together is for 3-4 days or in the same place, having meals and sharing the word, God's word, and how different we all were. But I think it was a great time because we have the opportunity to share and to hear also. And the place was wonderful. Who was there knows it was a beautiful place. And Frank in A&E, really, really, they take care of us really, really well because they have everything that we needed, and they are really loving people. It was such a blessing. No one can understand in the world how we can go somewhere without knowing anyone and have such a blessing days, and everything was almost perfect. Not perfect because it's not possible, but was really, really perfection. And it was a great time, not only sharing, but loving and seeing, observing also. I like to observe and to see and to hear. It's very important if we want to learn it was for me a goal to go there and to learn most of all. I'm really blessed. And our flight back, we could came to Portugal because God take care of everything, because we were on the gate that says there on when we get in the airport, but then I think they change it and we didn't have a place near us to check it. When it was the flight time, we were like checking. Everything is closed and we are supposed to get in the plane. I have to walk a little bit to check, and then it was in another place. But something happens in Portugal. I think a flight coming from Angola, Africa, have to land in Lisbon and they have to close the airport. Oh. So all the flights were delayed. Thanks God, because not we've still been there. Waiting for the plane.
Yeah, God.
Wow. It was a great. It was really cold in Portugal, I can tell you. Awful. Really cold. We went to my mom's and then we came home. We arrived at 2 a.m. And then we went to work next day. It was. We charge our batteries, you know. And it was great. I'm still thinking about all that I heard. And there are a lot of things to learn and to check. And I'm really blessed. And it's a blessing to be here. And I'll pass the word to Kim Thor, okay? Hi, Frederick.
Hi, Fred.
God bless you, Freddy boy.
Bless you, Freddy boy.
In the name God of bless. Jesus.
As I was just getting in, sorry to get here at the beginning, I was wanted to hook up after y'all's weekend fellowship to hear a little bit about it. So
yeah,
I'm here.
Bless your heart, mate. Thank you for joining us, your lover.
So we again, the trip in France was just a real big eye opener. The believers of France have such beautiful hearts. Lawrence is doing hand motions over there.
Yeah, they've got big hearts.
They
yeah.
do have big hearts. Yeah. And again, Frank and Annie, bless their hearts. First time that they've run a big meeting like that. But you could just see the love that they put into it to make sure everybody was blessed, the organization. And like we know a lot of the French believers, and we may not have seen some of them for 6 or 7 years, but you can tell when a group of believers get together that time has no comprehension, because the love that everybody emanates one towards another. It was a real blessing. Just seeing everyone again just brought tears to my eyes. Yeah. And being able to drive and see all the sights as we was on our way to France. We had a lovely bit of fellowship with myself, Lawrence and Jason, and it exceeded my expectations actually. And then the drive home was real smooth. We had no problems there except when we got home that we couldn't get in the house. But that was just a little hiccup. And we've just been talking about it since we got home actually. It's echoing terribly.
Yeah, Rui, really, could you mute your mic, darling? Just put it on mute. You know how to do it? Ah, bless your heart, sweetheart.
Still echoing.
Amos, could you mute your mic?
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
No, you haven't done it yet.
There we go, that's it.
Right,
there it is. You're also echo as well. So, you know, and then you have the believers like, well, we did know Amy, but Anna and Pedro that have hooked up on fellowship for months now, and just being able to speak to them over Skype, but actually to be with them, you know, to be able to put your arms around them and have a hug, it was... It was real, real special time. And I know that the French believers were very blessed and very inspired. and believing to do something in, like for the summer. They want to get together again, so who knows? You know, there's just a small sort of like little pond between us, 25 miles of it, when you're at the top end. But, you know, a distance is not a problem when you're with believers. It just is a wonderful time to be at a fellowship and to love one another and to really see that love of God. That love of God emanated out of everyone that was there. It was such a blessing. But and then I've come home, and today was my husband's birthday, and I'm really blessed for him. He had a wonderful day, and the children and myself, we all put some money together, and he had a wonderful day at the spa, and I know he's got chilled and he's relaxed and he's on fire. He's been a wonderful man. I mean, we've been married over 30 years now, so, you know, and it was him really that got me into the Word when we first met, and he shared about the love of God. And actually seeing over the years, it's not just the love that we have for God, but the love that we have for our neighbour too. You know, and it makes us an example, like an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ when we're actually walking on this earth, that we can emanate that love, the love of God, because there's nothing like it. And I did share that in France. There is nothing like the love of God. And that we have to remind ourselves at times to be more meek, to be more humble, not to be judgmental, not to be a tell-bearer, but to really, because we don't know what people are going through in their lives and what situations that they're trying to overcome, but that if we look at them with the love of God, then we will never see any hatred, any wickedness. We will only see through the eyes of Christ. And it doesn't mean sometimes that you have to minister healing to everybody that you walk past. Jesus Christ never done that. But that you can really get in tuned with that spirit that dwells within you. And that you can allow God to work within you to bring his word to pass. So that was another thing that we talked about at the weekend was, you know, it's not just the Bible, but you need to work that spirit too. It's the two combined. God magnified his word above his name, yes, but he also gave us that spirit within. And when the two like go, they fit like a hand fits in a glove, so that when you've got the two and you're working the two, then you really see the power of God come into action. And, you know, we can sometimes try and do things in our own strength, but as Lawrence shared at that meeting, it just becomes hard. You know, you're trying to work things out. But when you invite God in and you let God work within you, everything becomes so easy. And that weekend was just so easy. You know, people, as for picking people up and for people arriving and people leaving, it was just all so easy. Because, see, that weekend in France was of God. It was 100%. Of God. And it reunited a fire back in the French believers, I know that. And it also reunited a fire into all of us. So that's what I wanted to share for now. And I will pass it on to Pedro.
Pedro, you're on the hot spot.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Kim.
Hello, my darling.
Is that is Marie Carroll online?
Yes, she is, sir.
Yes.
Hello, Marie. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Pray, God bless you.
Fellow God Squad girl.
God Squad pal, how are you?
I'm glad you made it to the French Fellowship. I saw your picture.
She's on fire, yeah. Fred. She's on fire, baby.
Okay. I'm sorry. Pedro, take it away. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. It's hearing your sharings, and it's been a blessing to be in France. Of course, we had a great time. I met believers I didn't know, even never heard about or heard about. And the ones I knew from the Skype was a blessing to see them face to face.
Amen.
Yeah, can be with them. And even apart the time we had of sharings and everything during the meetings we had, the time we spend with other believers on 101, or we know, like we talk with I talk with Amy and Frank after the Amy Bates and Frank after the meetings, and other believers, we stay together and share things about our understanding of what God works in our hearts. Like Joel too is a young kid that lives in France, he's American living in France, in Marseille, and seems like a crazy young American, you know. But we have a great time after with V and him and me sharing stuff about, you know, spiritual matters. And this is always a time when God not only provide for the time we are, I won't say officially because there was nothing official, but the time that was chosen to be sharing time, or, you know, things that were agended to be a meeting. But also, apart that, the fact the sons of God are together, a chance to be together, is a time when God can work in each one's heart to communicate, to share, but to communicate the things God has in each one of us. Because each one of us, as a member of a body, we have God working us individually, and what He works in each one of us is also profitable for others. So when we get together, we have time to share those things, and those things edify each other. I realized that in those conversations I had with two believers, and the time, and also Lawrence and Kim share about the things they lived in India, and all those moments apart, the meetings that everybody was together, were very special for me, because it was something special God did that I couldn't expect, I couldn't count on it, you know, but they were really something else, an extra blessing, as God always does, you know. He always brings you more than you wish or can think about. And I heard from spiritual insight from other believers, and that means God is at work in each one of us. And I remember Joel, because Joel was a kid always fooling around and, you know, being funny. Not only him, Lawrence too. I know Lawrence. I know his spiritual depth. But Joel blessed me especially, because I didn't know him at all, and he's a young kid. And then realize that the spiritual insight that goes in his heart, the understanding of spiritual matters from God, and it's not something that you learn in a teaching, it's God working on you and on himself, because it has to do with what he does for a living. He shares stuff about life, and it's got to do with the way he understands life, from the way that he is, even professionally. So God worked in each one of us according to what we are. And some of us are more related with some matters in life, because that's what we are, that's our nature, even his profession or what things we like to do. And God will work on those things in us, so that he can also be a blessing for others, to bring more understanding, because God wants us, everybody, to have knowledge of the spiritual realm. And I'm not only saying that the adversary realm is also God's, above all, is the things of God. And he works in each of one of us, especially individually, but that individuality in each one of us is a great input for the body, because all together can contribute for the body to grow up spiritually. And I realized that, I knew it, but I realized it, I learned it on practicing, you know, on living it on practicing side, by hanging on with some believers during that time in France and hearing from them. And those, hey, Amy, God bless you.
Amy, yo.
Oh, Amy.
I'm here.
You are. And all the sharings I had individually, let's put it like that, you know, not all everybody together in the meeting, were great too. And they are dear for me, because they're kind of special, you know. God made that for me and the others that were with me. So God can work in a general way for all the body, but also can be very individual, very, you know, taking care of each one of us dearly and with a special way of concern for each one of our hearts that are unique. Each one have a unique heart, and God knows that. And only God could take care of so many unique hearts in this way. So this was a great blessing that I couldn't count on, I was not expecting, and really blessed my heart, apart from all the sharings I heard and the time spending with believers on fellowship and on the meals, on the breaking of the bread, and all the love and the happiness I could see in their faces and hearts, and how light everybody one was, being glad, you know, just for being there with each other's. Only that was a blessing and was there a reason to be there. But apart that, God made much more interesting things. And that reminds me that even in these Skype fellowships, we could always look in our hearts and find things God has for that from our hearts with Him we can share with others and bless others. And that was a great part for me in this friends meeting. And that's all about what I have to share. I'm going to pass to Fred, can you keep on, please? God bless you, man.
Fred Davenport, yeah?
Hello, everybody.
God bless you, bro.
Well, it's I'm glad to hear that y'all had a wonderful time. You know, saw the photos. You know, a lot of people there I know. Some of you probably here on Skype. It was pictures of you. I didn't know what y'all look like. But anyway, I'm blessed to hear y'all had a wonderful time in fellowship, and everybody was able to, you know, got there and just. You know, it was just a great time for you. And I ended up having a unexpected trip. I decided to drive to Houston at the last minute because I thought I was going to be working Friday. And then the people I work for basically gave me a kind of weird deal for, in my case, because I'm self-employed. They gave me a free billing day. So I was able to... plan on going somewhere, but I wish, you know, they'd let me know on Thursday night. But any event, so I took off to Houston and just wanted to fellowship with some believers there, and it was really weird because the second I decided to go, I took off, man, it was like over 8 hours driving. But I was super blessed just in the drive. I didn't even turn the radio on, didn't play music. I was just blessed looking at all the green scenery out where I'm living now. It's pretty much a desert. And so it was like God just working in my heart that I was, you know, because I was kind of begrudging the long drive. And plus the fact the drive I was taking was not all interstate, so it was a lot of stop and go stuff. But it was a great time to drive there and went there, stayed with Tom and Lauren West at their house, and Ian, and brought his family. Tom and Lauren just had their third grandchild, and so they were really blessed. And so Ian and Danielle came over and brought the new granddaughter, and then Sean showed up, and I hadn't seen Sean in forever. So it was good to reconnect with them. And then we went to Sunday Fellowship, and I really had a wonderful time because I didn't know what I was going to. Yeah, I know most of the people there have known for years, but, you know, I knew that God wanted me to connect with somebody. So I ended up spending most of my time talking with Robert Mitchell. Little Robert went to Africa with us, Amos and Marie.
Robert, wow.
Yeah, his mom and dad were there, and more so with his father, because he hadn't told him anything about the trip. You know, that's, but we just don't talk to him. And so I showed him a couple of video clips, and actually spent more time with his father, and I really just didn't know Robert Sr. that well. He's like one of those believers, you know, you see him at all these meetings through the years, but it was always so you know, well, hello, God bless you, kind of, nothing really personal, because I just really sat down with him. And I just had a wonderful time of just, you know, not just sharing about, you know, how thankful I was that, you know, that I was really blessed that his son came. And I told him what a great blessing he was to be there. And just, you know, and I know that, that they were just super blessed that you know, he had done this. You know, it was like, you know, you could tell when you see parents, you know, especially, you know, with their parents, you know, they basically, you know, been going to fellowship since the 80s, around, you know, since fossil time. I call it the old fossils. But, you know, I it was just really great, you know, just to talk with him and just, you know, share with him. And then, you know, then we were just talking about the great things of God, of, you know, how God works and everything. And so I was just really blessed, you know, to connect with him and, you know, just see God working. And then we just also saw Miguel. He brought his whole his kids over and everything briefly. He was busy doing something else. They were going to go camping out on the beach there, but you know, got a chance to see him and, you know, his wife Megan, and just you know, was really encouraging her, and just, you know, just letting them know that I was just really blessed that, you know, that, you know, that, you know, she was supportive of him for the time that, you know, he was gone, because he was gone a real long time, and he has two young girls, so.
Yeah.
And so I was just really blessed to, you know, that, you know, to tell his wife, you know, thank, you know, that you know, y'all put up with that, and you know, and he was, it was a great, I told him it was an awesome time to really connect and get to know him too.
That's great.
So, you know, a lot of times, like I said, you just make a decision to go with God, you know, even though the circumstances, you know, they wasn't that great, because, I mean, I'm 172 miles, not kilometers from Houston. You know, it's a solid 8.5 hour drive, you know, to get there. It's not, I mean, at one point I thought I was just going to book a flight and do it.
You're fading, Fred. Put your mouth near the mic, mate.
Yeah. Do what? Oh,
he was fading,
you can't hear me? Oh, okay, yeah. It just was, you know, one, you know, and I would have flown down there. That's how bad and desperate I was that I wanted a fellowship with some
Believers. Desire.
And so, but yeah, I looked at it and go, nah, I can't see paying last minute flight costs, because usually when you know, you book the last minute, they double the, you know, the cost of the flight and stuff, and then rent a car. I said, okay, God, I'll just take off. So it was a quick in and out trip, but, you know, God blessed me, and I was really thankful that I did it. And so I had a great, you know, resurrection weekend too. Just like, you know, seeing all the look on y'all's faces that were there, cramps. So God bless, and I'll pass it on. Who hasn't spoken here? I, you know, I got him 15 minutes
later. You've got Jason here. You've got Russell Sr., Marie, her mom, Kim Hailey, Beatrice Anne from France, Amy Battles.
Okay, I'll pass it to you, Marie. I hadn't heard from you in a while since the trip.
Marie Carroll.
Hi, I am here.
For you this year.
Right, mute your mics, whoever's not muted their mic.
Yeah.
Mute your mic, Fred. Thank you. Go on, Marie, you share, sweetheart.
Okay, well, guys, it's great to be here, and God bless you all. And I'm so, so thankful for each and every one of you. All I can say that God is just a God of just mighty love and great peace, because at times the devil would try to torment me with fear and doubt and anxiety. But since coming back from my trip from Uganda, then on the trip back from France and hooking up with believers again, because I was on my own a lot, fellowshipping on my own a lot, which wasn't pretty awesome. So it's great to be connected to everybody, and it's great how God has brought me out of a place and catapulted me into a place of just great peace.
Amen.
And even going back to our Uganda trip, as you, Laura, know, I would never get up to share because I would be absolutely petrified about sharing in a room with others, and, you know, let alone 50 to 60 people. But since my Uganda trip and the French trip, God has really given me that confidence, given me that peace of mind, because he's a God almighty, all benevolence. He never, never leaves nor forsakes us. You know, he just wants to take care of every detail of our lives, our finances, our relationships. I mean, our own families, who are, some of them are not believers, but God is blessing them because of us, because we pray for them every day, and there is power in prayer. God just even takes care of the little things. It's like what happened to me a few weeks ago, or before I went on the French trip. I was going away with a group of girls. We booked into a lovely hotel. It was just girly weekend. We were going to have some wine. We're going to have a nice meal. And I'm a student, by the way, so whatever money I have is very precious to me. So I went up to the bank link machine to take some money out, and I was like really not with it that day for some reason. I was quite mithered, but I took the money out, right? And then I took my card, but I didn't take the money. That's what I meant to say. No. Sorry. I took my card out, but I didn't take the money. And I only realized 10 minutes after I walked into the beautician's, I was like, oh my God, the money, it's gone. I had left it in the slot machine in the bank. So I was a bit, you know, upset over that. It was only 100 euros, but 100 euros to a student is a lot.
Yeah.
So I went anyway straight into the bank, and I just said, I explained what happened. They said, no problem, just give us your details, because I was thinking, you know, if there was somebody behind me dishonest, they would have taken it. Anyway, God told me and showed me there and then that I will get that money back. I don't know how he was going to do it, but he had said to me clearly, that money will come back to you. So 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks went on. I got a call from the bank, and they said, Marie, your money has been retrieved. There was an honest lady that was standing behind the bank machine.
Wow.
She held on to the money for you, and she happened to be living in the same town as me. So just before I went out to France, I got that 100 euros back. That lady kept it safe in an envelope for me. The bank called me. They gave me her number and her name. Turns out she knows Mom. She knows Adrian.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just such a blessing. And I was so, so thankful unto God, because he just cares for us so, so much. And even the little things. And, you know, once we go to him and look to him, we have to expect and believe that he will do something wonderful in our lives every single day, not just for us, our believers, but for the family, you know, our families. And I'm just so thankful to God, and I'm nothing without him, couldn't function without him. And where he has brought me, it's just been amazing. So that's why I wanted to share. Now, I've got loads to share, but that's what I wanted to share for the moment anyway.
Thank you, sweetheart. That was beautiful. Is there anyone else you want to share? Did your mum want to share anything?
Mum, do you want to share anything?
Well, you can talk to me about my panic attack.
Yeah, you
no,
tell
no,
them.
No, you do it.
That's okay.
No, mum is like,
that's fine.
Sharing. Well, what happened was, over in France, was our first meeting, our first get together, and Mum was feeling pretty, pretty anxious when we all got together, when we all sat down. Now, this is it was just before Amy shared, I think.
Yeah.
And Mom was feeling on the inside, she was full of fear, full of doubt, full of anxiety. And the reason why, and I know it was, well, we know where it came from the devil. And she really needed to hear what was being shared, because Marie, Claire's sister, was sharing about how a lady got healed, a blind lady got healed, how there was a person that was raised from the dead, and all Marie was sharing was all about healings.
Yeah.
And Mom was petrified on the inside. The devil really attacked her. She had a panic attack. Now, I didn't notice, because she was right beside me and she was right beside Amy as well, but we didn't notice. This is all going on inside in her, which wasn't, it was pretty petrifying, but she didn't run out of the room. What she did, she spoke in tongues, she trusted God, and God delivered her immediately.
Amen.
20 minutes later, she felt at ease, she felt at peace. She was able to receive the word then, because the only reason the devil attacked her is because the devil doesn't want Mom healed from her eyes, and she will be healed 100%. Yes. She'll have perfect vision. And all those testimonies Mary was sharing on was all about healings, and that's how the devil was trying to attack her. But God really delivered her, and he just lifted her up and put her in the palm of his hand. So you know,
in a room full of believers,
she got really blessed and delivered there and then. So God can work immediately. He can step right in and just lift you out of it.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome. It's really great.
Yeah, it's been good.
That's really great, Marie.
Yeah, that's
thank
awesome.
You, Lawrence.
Bless your heart, darling.
Yeah. I just knew I was in a room full of believers. I knew nothing was going to happen to me.
Amen. That's right.
And it was quite scary. Yeah. Really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that anxiety when he puts it on is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just said, nothing's going to happen to me.
Amen.
Even though I was shaking like a leaf inside me. And Amy was beside me, Marie was beside me, and they never noticed anything. I was ready to run out of the room.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. You stuck in there.
Yeah, I stuck in there, Lawrence, and I spoke in tongues.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm a room full of believers now. Nothing is going to happen to me.
Amen. What a great confession.
And, you know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power. We have that power, love, perfect love, and a sound mind.
That's right.
God's in control. He'd never have us ashamed.
Yeah. I used to be, believe it or not, really anxious person and fearful. And I understand that what your mum went through, because that happened to me many times in the early days for me. And it wasn't until I started, you know, saying what God said in the scripture, which was, you know, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And I used to just say this over and over again out loud. And, you know, after some time, like, the immediate fear went, but after, there's no fear there now. You know, it just completely went. So God, you know, he delivers us from all our fears, all of them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly. Wonderful, brother. Wonderful.
Bless your heart. Do you want to pick someone else in the list? There's Jason here, and there's Amy to go, and Beatrice, if she wants to share, Russell, Kim Hiley.
I will go with Russell, because I don't know if Russell and I were introduced.
No, Russell wasn't there, but he's from America, wonderful believer, many years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, we'll get Russell to share.
Okay, Russ, are you there, bro? Russell!
He's still on mute, I think.
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, he just needs to unmute his mic, he's just coming. Bless you, Russ. We can't hear you, bro.
Help.
Ah, now we can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, God bless you.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just typed out that I had a cold, but here I am. I've been summoned to the highest of the high courts. Well, thank you. Bless you very much. I saw the pictures from France, and boy, that said a whole lot, you know. A picture is worth a thousand words. So I could see the smiles and just the Christ in them, in their hearts and their eyes. And it looked like you had really fine weather. And gee, it would have been nice. We had a lot going on back here. Actually, I'm getting, I finally found a mechanic for Monday. And I'm saving like $50 an hour. It's electrical stuff, so I just have to, well, I gotta trust. You know, they want me to drop it off and not stick around. So, excuse me. But we're having fine weather here. And Shirley and I are very, very blessed. Been catching up on some teachings online that were sent to me from Sean Ali.
Okay.
And a couple from Sangit were very good. And yeah, the world is, well, secondary. Our faith, seated at God's right hand, is primary. That's where we're at, you know. And as we look that way, things begin to happen. And Father is faithful and to provide. But yeah, we're just getting ready to make the move back to Idaho. I got lined up with the RV park, and yeah, Shirley's been, we have two refrigerators, so Shirley was just cleaning them out. Plus they might have my rig for a couple of days, so we're just gonna keep it empty and look to Father to resupply. We got part of our taxes.
Yeah.
Came back, and I'm just really you finally got me. Optimistic.
I said optimistic.
Yay. Yep. And it's going to be a new adventure, because we're going to be actually the same town that I was a WW in 77 with Paul Dionisio. It's actually called Pocatello. The funny story was, Paul was sent there a couple of years earlier with these two Italian guys, and that, you know, Pocatello, they thought it was Italian. They find out it was some old Indian chief. So they went up the road to the next town. But later, Paul and I went back there, and well, I lived with a running back for Joe Namath from the, well, back in the 70s. And we had a great time through the rest of the year, and then I went east. But I always had a special feeling about that place. So I'm expecting, just don't know anybody there, you know, just expecting brand new the Lord working and leading. And we've been received nicely by the park. So yeah, just take it from there and see what happens next.
Amen, brother.
God bless you. It says Skype Park has chopped. I don't know. I guess I'm still there.
Yeah, you're still here, brother. I can still hear you.
It said it stopped.
Well, it's a
miracle. That's a miracle. That's not a miracle. All right, amen.
Do you want to call someone else out?
Amen.
Russ? Russell?
Maybe it did stop.
Oh, maybe it has stopped. Okay, well, Jason, would you like to share, please, bro? What's on your heart? Anything in your heart?
Yeah, hi, everyone. God bless you all.
Bless God bless.
Hi, Jason.
Bless you, my man.
We love you, Jason.
Love you all, too.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I miss you.
It's so great.
Hey, hey.
I miss all of you, too. It's so great hearing all of your testimonies tonight, and Amos as well. Fantastic. God's sure moving. He really is in a mighty way. For me, France was just par excellence. It was just brilliant. Absolutely fantastic weekend. We knew before going that it was going to be a powerful time. We just didn't know what God was going to do exactly, because only God knows those things. But, you know, it all unfolds as we take that step forward. It just unfolds before our eyes. We don't know how it's all going to fit together. Sometimes we don't know where the pennies and pounds or the euros are going to come from, but they come. We you know, and it was just an amazing time. Some people I've met before, some I haven't ever met. It was refreshing to be around so many wonderful hearted believers that just want the same thing in mind, and that's to really move in the direction the Father wants to take us in, and being like-minded together, sharing that communion, that full sharing, you know. I was very blessed also to stay at Frank's parents' B&B, and they're lovely, wonderful people, and it's such a lovely place as well up there, and I just got totally blessed with the whole place. they're wonderful, very meek, humble-hearted people as well, and but yeah, just everything, the whole thing, and meeting people face-to-face as well. You know, we've met on Skype, now we've done the real thing and met face to face, and it's just it really enhances the things, doesn't it, between brothers and sisters in Christ. And yeah, you realize that you're not the only one standing. You realize that there's more strength we've got, there's more strength we can have, we can step up to the next level, we can do that together. And God's the one that, he's the only one that can work things. I know myself, Lawrence, and Kim for many years, we were going through thick and thin with fellowships, and people had different agendas. And when other people's agendas come in, that is someone's personal idea, it doesn't flow. It does for a bit, but then it just comes to a grinding halt. And we saw so much of that over the years, but the moment we decided to really let go and let God in our lives, to guide us, doors started opening in different places. And now we've seen God take us from one place to the next, and now it's the first time I've been in France, and it was just well worth it. And the fellowships, the sharings, the breaking bread together, and just everything we were doing, it was it was just amazing. It was just so amazing. And everybody said it was just a God, and it can only have been a God that could have pulled that together. And I think a lot of people got healed in different ways, and you know, answers were just flowing, I think, through everybody, weren't they? I'm finding it difficult to pinpoint anything in particular because everything was just great. And it's the way it should be, you know, with a family. A family is supposed to be harmonious, and especially God's family should be harmonious. As Kim said, we had an interesting drive back. It was an easier drive. It was a shorter drive because we managed to catch the motorways this time, which we didn't catch on the way down. But long and tiring, but you know, I know when I got back, I caught up on some sleep. I woke up, went out and about around my local area, thinking I'm still in France. I was still in France mode, and it's just crazy, you know. It's something very, very unforgettable. An unforgettable experience and occasion. And you know, I can't wait for the next thing that happens that God's going to do in all our lives.
God certainly touched your heart. I know that.
Yeah. So really, just a great joy and honour to have been among everyone that was there. And I heard Marie say earlier about there's power in prayer. And I know that there's certain like things I pray for every day, as well as, you know, God's people and as well as specific people, but people outside of that too. And it's funny because somewhere along the line I always hear something or see something that God's done, and I'm thinking, oh, I prayed about that. And someone's life's delivered or something like this. I didn't know how, but it's just happened somewhere in the world. Or a believer has come back or been reunited with the family. And it's just amazing the way God really goes to work. And we can just continue rising up. I know that God, through Jesus Christ, through us, all of us, is raising up. He's raising his people back up. And the body of Christ took a severe hit over the years, but now God is saying now it's time to get back up again. And he's raising up foundations of many generations around the world. And I saw this verse of scripture probably about 10 years ago, and at the time I saw this verse, I thought, what? Wow. And I thought, is that what God's going to do? And now I'm actually seeing it happen. So and it's great, because this time in France was just further evidence to me that God is actually doing that, and he's doing it all over the world. So that's what it means to me. And all I can do is think to myself that I just got to keep going and keep going and keep going, and upward and onward. And now I'm desiring the labor, as I have been for a long time, but even more. And same encouragement for everybody, really. Just desire laborers in your area, where you are, that God will bring you those hearts that will be like what our hearts are, and that will move with us. And this is God's heart. And then the next time we meet up, we want to see double the number. Double the number of hearts. So, just keep going with God and keep going with Jesus Christ. And I want to see it like India. I want to see it happen like it's happened in India and in Nepal. And because over there it's not just sporadic, it's continual. And I've seen the same wonderful hearts as we've got over there. But they've got this pattern. They pray for the laborers with desire, and they connect with the minister. They connect. This connecting thing is, for me, it's, I've always done it. I've just rang my minister up. And I did it before I ever heard about the word connecting. So to me, the word connecting can either be there or not be there. It's your heart and your desire to really, yes, go to God, but also go to the minister. And I know times, I phoned Lawrence over the years, since many years ago, when God had me connect back up with Lawrence and Kim. I'd be ringing every day sometimes. Lawrence would be thinking, why is he ringing all the time? But it was because it was in my heart too. Sometimes God would say to me, there's something in their lives, and sometimes it'd be something in my life. And either way, God would always get the answer through. And so bit by bit, I've come up to wherever I've come up to. And I shared at the weekend that I used to lack confidence. I used to have not very much confidence at all. And it's only by God working in Lawrence and Kim's hearts, mainly, and certain other people he's put in my life that have helped me as well, has helped to bring my confidence levels up. And I know this week, I had a couple of nights sleep where I was so tired both nights really that I prayed before I slept, but then I fell asleep while I was praying, so I didn't finish my prayers. And then I'm waking up with some weird dream going on. And I know the second time this week it happened, it was something attacking me. And as soon as I opened my eyes, like in the past, I might jump out of bed, go and put the kettle on, make a drink, and then go back to bed again. But this time I let down, I thought, no, I'm not moving. And I thought, this is spiritual, man. So I just rebuked it in Jesus Christ's name. And it kept on trying, and it kept on trying. I had tingling in my hand in the dream, and when I woke up, there was tingling. And it was like something was trying to hold me down almost as well. And I just rebuked out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I stayed let down, I shut my eyes again, I said, no, you're not going to steal my right to rest. And you get out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I did this about five times, and on the fifth time I said, I told you get out. If you don't get out, God's going to send his angels in and deal with you, you know it. And next thing, it all just stopped completely. And I just carried on with my night's sleep and woke up the next morning. And it's like I shared at the weekend, you know, we've got authority over this stuff. We've got authority over anything that tries to sneak its way into our lives, right? And something great is happening. God is doing great things right now. And this is who we are in Christ. But the enemy doesn't like it, so do I care? No, I'm still going to carry on going. So,
amen.
Thank you for giving me the time to share this, and I'm so look forward to the next time any of us meet again. I know it's going to be an even more fantastic time.
Certainly
there's going to be a lot more testimonies from people. I mean, there were plenty over the weekend. There's going to be so many more, and there's going to be new people, new laborers joining on with us. We're going to have new brothers and sisters. And it's going to be fantastic. So we look forward to the next time. And in the meantime, we still meet up on Skype. And iron sharpens iron. We each sharpen each other.
You there, Kim?
Hello, good evening. Yeah, just had to unmute my mic. Yeah, it was some great testimonies this evening from those who were there in France. I left Manchester on quite a high feeling, and when I began my trip, and I think I was still like it yesterday. It's just wonderful that the people that we met there, and they've just radiated happiness and joy from God and His Word. And I was just enthralled. We had no, as Lauren said, we had no agenda, there was no program, and yet people just, they just chilled together, and we just, you could just feel the love. And some of the testimonies we heard, and it was just a great harmonious time from start to finish. And going on that trip to the castle to see a little bit of the local ruins, and the trip, that was, it was all part of it, and truly tremendous. And yeah, it boosted me for a long time to come, and it's just good to meet all those that ones we haven't seen, haven't met on the Skype, only knew their faces, now we met them in person. So it was really wonderful. And when I got back, I was going on Wednesday, I was going to the tooth doctor, or the dentist, and I got a message from HMRC to say I'd received a tax rebate of nearly £450.
Wow.
So that was an added boost to the trip that I was still recovering from, the greatness of God and how He moves in our hearts. And we just put our trust in Him, and He surely does works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. If we're just patient, all things will come to pass. And my expectations for the visit to France were absolutely fulfilled. What I expected, I saw, I got big style. So it was just wonderful. So I'd like to now pass the baton on to Amy.
Yay, thank you, Kim.
Yo.
Amy.
Okay, there it is.
God bless you, darling.
God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I got home at 11:30 in the morning yesterday.
Oh.
And it was, this is, my neighbor picked me up. And he said, after I got into the car, he said, "You must be something special." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's been raining for the past 4 days, and the wind." He said, "I'm not kidding. It has been going on." He said, "This is the first time we've seen sun all week long." He said, "You arrive, get off the plane, walk outside, and the sun comes out." I said, "I'll take that." That was pretty cool.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, okay, God, that was pretty cool. So, yes, the trip to France. Another thing, too, I woke up this morning. I went to bed last night at 5 p.m. I woke up this morning at 3:30, and I was like, okay, God, I really want to just lay down for a minute. But I didn't. I got up and I put the coffee on, and then I went back into my room, and I got a phone call from Frank, and it was awesome, because, you know, I think it was yesterday he was with, and I'm just going to shorten these stories because they were, I don't know if I can repeat the details of the way he did it, but he said that, he was talking to an elderly lady, and she had arthritis in her hands, and he was talking to her. So I think it was somebody that either used to work with Ani or still does. I don't know, but I know that he got a chance to minister to her, and her hands were healed, completely healed. And it was so funny because she said, Is this like for now, or, you know, is it gonna like come back? And he says, "Oh no, you're healed. Just you're fine now." It was hilarious to me. "Is this just for now?" No, you're healed forever. and another couple that he had ministered to, and her husband had been using one of these he called it an assistance. So I'm figuring it was probably three-wheeler or something, you know, so that they can get around. You want to keep your balance. And he ministered to him, and he said they were just astonished. The guy didn't need it anymore. He just, you know, he didn't lose his balance or anything, and he was healed. So that was like the cherry on top of this entire weekend. I see this weekend as more and more of God showing me how real He is. And I know that sounds kind of weird to say, you know, well, you know, of course God is real. But honestly, people, I don't know about anybody else, so I'm just speaking for Amy. But, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to believe some of the things that people would tell me, you know. And so I kind of went along with, you know, in my relationship, God would do wonderful things, and then somebody would come behind and go, well, that's not really God. And then I, you know, well, and then in my relationship, God would do something else really wonderful. And then, you know, this trip was God doing something extraordinarily wonderful. I mean, I had a plane ticket 6 days before the trip. And I think it was 6 days. It might have been five. But anyway, nobody plans a trip to Paris or to France in 5 days. Not unless they're just, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah. But nobody does that. I mean, it all came together. And even when I got, you know, when I got off the plane, you know, the pressures were there. And it was so funny because as you were, I think it was you, Lawrence, or somebody was just like, you know, those things will come. Oh, I know, it was Eileen. So the stuff comes up inside you, and you know, you feel like there's like this panic thing coming on. But you know, having Holy Spirit, we've got control of that, and so you know, we can do like Jason. You gotta get out. And if you don't get out, you know what my father's gonna do? He's gonna send somebody here to take care of you. So you better go. They don't have any right to us. They have no right to being in anywhere near us. And so, yeah, we, wherever we are, wherever we plant our foot, the sun should shine. You know, if not literally, definitely figuratively, because in somebody's life, we are bringing the warmth of the love of God and the Son of God to their lives. Just the getting there, you know, and being able to share what the Father has done. Signs, miracles, and wonders follow them that believe. You guys just walk believingly because, you know, I didn't look for signs, miracles, and wonders, but I promise you, every step of the way that I was coming, there were signs, miracles, and wonders. My heart was at peace. Even when it got to the place where it wasn't at peace, it became peaceful in a moment. It didn't have to be like, you know, 2 or 3 days and I calmed down. It was in a moment. Just like what with Eileen, when she started to speak in tongues and then it just left. I had a friend that used to tell me, you know, just use this the devil, help me. And the way she said that, like, helpfully, you know, he can't stay. He has to go. Resist the devil, helpfully. And it's not, you know, it's not some mystical, magical, ethereal, you know, God knows our frame. We are but dust. He knows us because he made us. It's not the other way around. We didn't come up with him. He came up with us. And so the things that he does in our lives as we walk through each and every day is at his prompting. And in his prompting, he knows what he wants done. And so therefore, we just continue to move and speak as he would have us to speak because he knows what he wants done. He knows the person. He knows he knows, you know, what he has for you, the goals that desires that he's put in your heart. You know, if we seriously go about to carry out the goals, the plans, the things that God puts in our hearts, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. You know, the verse in Psalms where it says that God will, that what is it? It was right there on the tip of my tongue. Somebody help. To give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
Well, he gives us those desires of our heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. He gives those desires, and then he proceeds to carry those things out. Our job is to engage with him and to follow his direction so that we will walk into the greatness of our lives that he has for us. And in doing that, we bring people, we draw people. We, you know, God wants everyone to know how good he is. He is infinitely good. And there is no good thing that he will withhold from us. His son being the greatest, his son being all that he had, he poured it out for us so that we could walk this life. I mean, with him, not just, you know, existing. I remember I used to think that, you know, Father, I just do not want to just exist and then die. That doesn't even make sense to me. But we get to live. I cannot for the life of me think of anybody who would just, you know, I'm going to France and by myself. You know, none of the people that I know, and I think I know a couple people, but they would be like, you know, and basically that's the reason why I didn't tell many people, because they'd be like, oh no, you know, that's nuts. I had a friend of mine when I went to work out today. She thought I went to France with Mary Kay. I said, no, I went by myself. Her eyes just dropped, her jaw dropped open. She was like, really? I'm like, yeah. But, you know, I live. You know, I'm not just breathing air and taking up space, you know, and doing it without a self-contained breathing apparatus. I am really, we are living. And so this trip, you know, it was another example of the life that we live for God. You know, if he opens the door, baby, move through it. Because on the other side is something awesome. I mean, I'm just amazed even at the energy that I have today. You know, it's wonderful. The outcome, the outflow, the benefit, what I am receiving is blowing my mind. It really is. When I was there, I felt like I belonged there, you know, and I didn't speak French, you know, so, and it was very gracious for the people that were around me to, you know, to speak English, but I felt like that was their love for me, you know. It wasn't just because they had to, or, oh my goodness, you know, if we don't, she'll... No, it was gracious. And it was, and I felt like I really belonged there. I did not for one moment feel out of place. Not one moment. I didn't feel like I was in a foreign country, even though, and I'm sure, well, I just put it, after I got to Mumbai, I did not feel like I was out of the country because I was with family. In between, it was like, man, you guys are weird out here. But God blessed me so much, you know, the 12-hour trip, I mean, to and from it was just amazing, the things that he did. He was just amazing. And I it was icing on the cake when I got home and the sky opened up and the sun just shone through. And, you know, I really believe that was Father. He did that for me. And it was just wonderful. I didn't know it would happen. I mean, I knew, you could tell it was raining, but I mean, the way he explained it, it blew through the air like 70, 80 miles. I saw tree limbs down. And then, you know, and then later on it started to rain again, but it was just a little bit, you know, light rain. But I'm just saying, you know, I've seen God do that more than once for me. When I moved to Memphis, Tennessee, it had not snowed there in eons of years. And so when I got there, it was snowing the day that I got there. And one of the believers told me, you know what, Amy, everything, she said, this, you know, the snow? I was like, yeah. She said, everything has been covered over, white as snow. And I thought, wow, God. he's still the same Father. He's still encouraging. He still is teaching. He's still drawing. You know, it's eternal life, and it's so big, and it's so wonderful, and there's nothing that's behind us that should ever stop us from continuing to move forward, because eternity is an awful long time, and that's what's at stake. So yes, we need to open our mouths, share how good God is, share his word, share how he has been throughout time, share, because he is good. And I don't think there's one person on the face of this earth that I would not want to be in the gathering together. Not one. I don't care how evil they are, because the alternative really does suck. So yeah, this was a great weekend. It blew, as Jason would say, it just blew my cookies. And I am thoroughly without words as to how good God is. There was a time that I shared with Frank and Annie and David and Marcella, and the things, you know, we had dinner together, and the things that Frank shared with us, it was just, you know, it was like, oh, yep, that's what God wants us to do. He took us to this place where God had showed him, you know, that it had been raining like for 3 or 4 days. And as he was driving to go somewhere, God told him, tell the rain to stop. And so he did. He stopped. He got out. He told the rain to stop. It stopped. And it was, he said that he found out in the news later on that if it had continued to rain for another day, it was going to break that dam and destroy the homes that were underneath it. Wow. And what was is that he told him to tell the rain to stop. He told him to tell them. We have the authority. You know, God does not, he doesn't usurp that authority anymore, because he gave us, he conferred it to Adam. Adam transferred it over to his arch enemy. He got it back through our Lord Jesus Christ. It cannot be transferred ever again. We have that authority. Speak. God says, go talk to somebody. You darn well bet you he's got a reason for it. Go talk to him. You know, he can't do it. He's not going to, you know, the angels, you know, when the angels were told to, the angels went and told Cornelius to go sin. You know, it wasn't like the angels didn't know about Jesus Christ and what he had accomplished. And so the angels didn't tell Cornelius about Jesus Christ. That was Peter's job. We have a job. We have a job. We really do. We have a job.
Amen, sister.
We just got to do it. You know, we just got to trust God to walk like he's given us the authority to do. We're not just mere people. We're not. We are not mere people. So, yeah, when I walked off the plane and the sky parted and the sun came out, you darn well bet you. you darn well bet you, buddy. Yep, Amy's feed is here. And it's not because of me. And Lord Jesus Christ finished that, gave me the authority to walk like that sunlight. Anyway, yes. So, as I end this, I just want to say, it's Job, chapter 42 and verse 5. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Wonderful, sister.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I had to pass it to somebody. Beatrice, are you there for real? Are you there?
Yes, I am beyond moved by what Amy has just told us. I am so moved and so blessed. It's wonderful. Oh, wow. And also, prior to Amy, every single word that came out of Lawrence's mouth was addressed to me.
Wow.
It applied to my current situation. It could not have been better. It was, Lawrence, God put those words in your mouth, especially for me, and they went straight to my heart.
Wow.
All the testimonies and sharings were great this evening. And Amy, I'm so pleased that you were blessed and you were, so happy to be with believers. And we were too, to have known you and to be with believers from all over the world, from all walks of life. That was really great. So there's not much for me to say because everything has been said. But I would like to say that I was greatly encouraged by Amy's testimony about, not Amy, Marie's testimony about the 100 euros that she had from the ATM and that she left in the machine. Because I had surgery on my feet last month in a hospital. I had two surgeries, 1 week apart. And my watch, somebody at the hospital stole my watch.
Oh.
You know, it's not a Cartier watch, but it was a neat little watch. It was waterproof, which I used for swimming because prior to my surgery, I swam a lot, 2 days a week. And it was a waterproof Swatch watch. And someone stole it from me at the hospital. And I was upset. And I remember a testimony from an Indian leader who once told me that he knew in India a believer who had his watch stolen by thieves. And the thieves were remorseful, and they knew him, and they came to his house a couple of days later to give him his watch back.
Wow.
So with that in mind, I called my surgeon's secretary, and I said, my watch was stolen at your hospital yesterday. Did somebody bring it back? And she said, no. But, you know, all this time, you know, I was very upset. And not that, as I told you, it's not a Cartier watch, but I liked that watch. It was useful. And, you know, I bought it with my money, money that I earned. And it's amazing that God has told me, do not buy another watch, a replacement watch. Do not. So I'm just like Marie was waiting on God. Marie, you trusted God to repay you and get you your money, the money that was rightfully yours. I'm trusting that God will do something so I can get my watch back or get an identical watch without having to pay for it. So really, I was greatly encouraged. But that's just an aside. What I wanted to tell you is that I was immensely blessed by all the sharings and the testimonies I heard on the weekend we spent together in France. And from that weekend, I truly understood what it means to walk by the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. That means to trust God and to listen to Him when He speaks to you, but above all, to trust Him and look to Him for everything in your life. So your desires, your needs, your wants, trust God for advice, for His wisdom, for His thoughts, for His solutions to your problems. That's what it means to walk by the Spirit. Amen. And I am, as I told you, tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm entering a new year in my life, and I intend to put that in practice and live by the Spirit and be led by God 24/7.
Amen.
That's really my wish. That's my greatest wish for this new year ahead of me as of tomorrow. But thank you for sharing. I was it was great seeing you all over the weekend and hearing you again, hearing from you again. Really, we're blessed people, and we share God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God's power. It's His strength. It's really great.
Oh, wonderful bitch.
I wouldn't want to trade my life for any other life.
Amen. Bless your heart, bitch. That's so wonderful. And a happy birthday for tomorrow, sweetheart. Hope you have a fantastic day, amazing day.
Yeah, and happy birthday to you, Lauren.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I forget.
That was wonderful, Beatrice. Happy birthday.
I think we need to all sing happy birthday to Lawrence and then to Beatrice.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not leading it. Somebody else will have to do that.
Go on, Amy. You got a great voice. Lead it.
Yeah, I will do this thing. Ready?
Amen.
Everybody unhook.
Amen. But I believe that's everyone, apart from Chrissy. Did you want to share, Chrissy? If not, we're going to hand it over to Kim.